Hello and welcome to Endpoint Zone, episode 11. Brad, welcome back to the Channel 9 studios.
It's great to be here. You and I have been traveling a lot the last few months. I don't know if we've even been in the same country
it's been like a
60-day period.
Yeah, it's been kind of an amazing time. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what's happened for the last year, because it is December.
Yeah.
Time for a little bit of reflection.
Wrap up the year.
Absolutely. And there's a couple of new announcements of new things that have been added into our world that we want to tell you guys about as well.
So big ones, actually.
Yeah,
really big ones.
They are pretty huge. Let's start off by just thinking about what's happened this past year. What are the things that you think are kind of top of mind as they've affected the industry and affected the way that we think about enterprise mobility?
Yeah, you know, this has been really a phenomenal year. And throughout the year, we've talked about these different trends that we've been seeing. And if I were to reflect back on just 2015 and kind of think about how we'll think about this year for the next couple of years, first of all, I would say that the move and organizations accelerating their move to the cloud has been the first thing that I have seen. You know, if I go back, 18 months ago, often when I were talking to customers about how we're doing with in the Enterprise Mobility Suite and Intune, sometimes people would express concern about moving to the cloud and having the control plane move to the cloud. I don't hear that at all anymore. Organizations are moving to the cloud because they're seeing the benefit. It's not about cost. It's about agility, and it's about giving the best experience to your users. And so, first and foremost, I think 2015 is the year when the move to the cloud from a customer is accelerated.
Yeah.
The second thing I would say is that security has really become a significant business priority. You know, certainly as we were ending up 2014, we saw the attack on Sony. We've seen other attacks this year. And the reality is organizations have really, it's become a boardroom conversation. It's how do we better secure our information? How do we both enable our users but protect the data?
Yeah, I'd say exactly the same thing. Every customer conversation I have now just is a security conversation. It's how do I make my employees productive whilst keeping them secure?
Yeah, and you know, we've made huge investments in this. You take a look at all the things that we've done inside of the Enterprise Mobility Suite. You know, like you say, a lot of that focuses around security. But we finished up the, a year ago, the acquisition of Aorato. We acquired Adalom, Secure Islands. And so we're making huge investments both in organic and inorganic to bring in more security into the offerings. You know, organizations really need to take the view that they've been compromised. And so you have to have this point of view that you have had a breach.
Yeah.
And then you have to have the tools like what we ship in the Enterprise Mobility Suite to help you identify those compromised accounts. You know, the engineering on these attacks just continues to get more and more slick. You know, it's more and more sophisticated. And it's remarkable how many organizations I've spoken to and asked them if they've ever, for example, ran a phishing attack against their own employees just to see how many people will fall for it. It's actually pretty common that people have done this.
Yeah.
And without surprise, people say it's pretty disappointing when you understand how many people fall for it. So you have to take this perspective that you have been breached, that you've been compromised, and then you need the tools like what we have with Advanced Threat Analytics and what we have with Azure Active Directory Premium in Enterprise Mobility Suite to help you identify them.
Yeah, and I don't think a lot of people actually are yet tying those two things together in their minds. They're not thinking, right, I need to be able to manage the... A lot of people are stuck in the mindset of managing the device and not thinking about how they manage holistic identity and security.
Yeah, and I think that's one of these big trends as well is, you know, organizations over the past couple of years had deployed products, point products that were disparate, not integrated, and organizations are now stepping back and saying, you know, hey, our views on enterprise mobility have progressed, the industry has innovated quite a bit, so now as we look going forward, what should our enterprise mobility platform or architecture V2 be? And, you know, organizations are now moving from these point products to integrated holistic solutions, which, you know, EMS and Office 365 is the premier solution on the market.
Yeah, without a doubt.
And, you know, these things need to be working together because they are no longer disparate segments, no longer disparate solutions.
So what do you think about the rest of the industry, the folks that maybe aren't as tied together as we are with our products? I think that's an interesting kind of dynamic occurring inside of the wider market at the moment, and that really matters for most people who are looking at making any kind of investment in their enterprise mobility, because frankly, you need to know that you're betting the right horse.
Yeah, well, I think 2015 will also be remembered as the year when the first huge significant consolidation in enterprise mobility management really happened. And there's data points all over on this, and this is kind of walk through a couple of them. You know, let's just look at what's happening with some of the early entrants into enterprise mobility management. Let's take a look at Good, Mobile Iron, and AirWatch, okay? First of all, you know, Good, that the acquisition just completed with BlackBerry. That acquisition was, for $425 million, which was a shockingly low price.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like
a low number multiples of their revenue. You know, in the industry today, kind of like the starting negotiation price if you're going to do an acquisition is 10 times revenue. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I saw that Good was getting acquired for $425 million, to me, that was just a clear signal that their forward-looking revenue was struggling, because that really was an incredibly, incredibly low price, especially if you compare it to the $1.5 billion that AirWatch was, you know, got from VMware, which was 15 times revenue.
That was just
2 years ago.
2 years ago. Yeah. So 12 months.
So, you know, so we see what's happening with Good and the fact that they sold at a very low price. You know, MobileIron, since they went public, has dropped over 70% of their market valuation.
Yeah.
And their growth has now slowed to 7% in their last quarter. One of the fastest growing markets in the world, enterprise mobility management, and their growth has slowed to single digit. That's not good.
That's a concern.
That's right. They continue to lose money, you know, and so that's going to be a problem for them in the future. And then, you know, third, AirWatch, you know, in their last quarterly earnings, their revenue slowed to 20%, down from 60% mm-hmm. 90 days prior to that. Mm-hmm. And so what we see happening here is as organizations are saying, I want to move from these point products that were disparate, not integrated, I need a holistic solution, and I want that iconic experience at the center. Well, that's Office.
Yeah.
You know, and Office gives you that no compromise experience in terms of enterprise mobility management. And then, you know, we've engineered Office 365 and the Enterprise Mobility Suite to work together and deliver integrated value across that stack. That's what organizations are moving to. You know, so then if you just take a look at the number of customers, this is the year in 2015 when Microsoft with the Enterprise Mobility Suite stepped in now to the position where we have the largest number of customers that are using mm-hmm. and have purchased our mobile management product.
Yeah, and that kind of is the opposite of the rest of the industry in terms of growth. Yeah. It means that we have grown.
Their growth is slowing, our growth is accelerating.
Yeah, so I think that means that customers are making good decisions based on not just a short-term view of what's going to work for the next 12 months, but potentially what's the infrastructure that they're going to need for the significant mm-hmm. Foreseeable future.
Yeah, and over the last year, I've personally met with, you know, over 1,000 different customers in kind of very small one-on-one or one-to-few kind of environments. I've traveled more this year than I ever have in my career. And this movement of saying, we don't want to continue on this path of using these products that are just not integrated. So what we've done with Office, we've done with Enterprise Mobility Suite together, and then at a price point that's a fraction of what you would pay for any one of the point products, it's just resonating very, very well. Yeah. You know, so again, reflecting on 2015, I think this accelerated move to the cloud, first and foremost. Second, security becoming, you know, a real significant business priority. Third, the consolidation that's happening in the market and the slowdown of kind of the early entrants while solutions like the Enterprise Mobility Suite are accelerating. And the fourth thing is I think organizations have really now embraced this concept of mobile productivity without compromises.
Mm-hmm.
And that really comes down to Office on all the devices and all the work that we've done across the Office mobile apps to enable them to understand how to be managed, how to enable them to understand how to feed telemetry to us so that we can actually help the organizations do this balance of both user empowerment and protection. I think as an industry, what we have done is we've just not got that balance right between delivering that iconic experience that's empowering for users mm-hmm. while still protecting the company assets and the company data.
Yeah.
You know, users are kind of hesitant to let organizations completely take over their personal devices. And we're actually hearing from organizations that they would prefer not to take over their users' personal devices, but focus their efforts on protecting the corporate apps and the corporate data without taking control of the device. And so, you know, we see this trend happening, and I think what that Office experience does is it delivers that no-compromise experience, perfect, beautiful, iconic experience for your users to be productive. And then I think we got the balance right between user empowerment and data protection with the unification that we've done of Office 365 and the Enterprise Mobility Suite.
Yeah, it's a fantastic place to be. We've got the bookmarks in the brain. We've got the security to back it up. It's mm-hmm. It's pretty amazing. And it makes a really nice segue into moving from a look back at 2015 into some of the things that we've actually
just barely announced.
Yeah. Probably the most significant thing, there's two, in fact. Configuration Manager, the new release of Configuration Manager, and also mobile application management without the need to enroll the device.
Yep.
That's a pretty huge thing.
It's been a lot of fun bringing these to market.
Yeah, so let's talk about mobile application management without enrollment for a start. So mobile application management without the need to enroll the device gives you that iconic experience and the security on the of the applications, but there's no loss of control of the device mm-hmm. for the user.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very important.
Yeah.
How's that going down with our customers as you're talking to them about it?
It's been unbelievable. It's actually been one of the most interesting conversations we've been having for the past several months. So let's maybe reflect a little bit on kind of where the idea came from.
Mm.
Several months ago, we heard from one of our largest enterprise customers that they needed to rapidly deploy Office 365. Mm-hmm. But they were using a different MDM solution, and it took them a year to get 25,000 devices under management. You know, because the whole experience of bringing a device, enrolling it, is just not, it can't be automated. The user has to do it. It's mm-hmm. a speed bump, right?
Yeah.
Well, they wanted to go fast. And they wanted to roll this out to, you know, close to 200,000 users and employees
wow.
in a very, you know, small period of time. And so they approached us and said, listen, how do we do this that allows us to get the Office mobile apps onto all of our devices quickly without that speed bump of device enrollment? So that was kind of like the genesis from this one particular company. At the same time, we were hearing a lot of input coming in, and it started in Europe, where organizations were saying, you know, as we embrace BYO, we're concerned about the liability and privacy mm-hmm. of our employees, and we're beginning to hear concerns being voiced by the employee advocacy groups. Give us the ability to be able to focus our efforts on protecting the company apps and the company data without having to take control of the user's device. And so kind of like in three-letter acronyms, give us MAM without requiring MDM. Okay.
And just to drill in on what we mean by providing protection and security there, we mean encrypting the data that is used for the organization within those applications.
Yep.
And those applications for Office can obviously be dual persona. We can have the mm-hmm. personal persona, the mm-hmm. corporate persona as well. But also to have the ability to remotely wipe that information and wipe it out upon unenrollment of that application if mm-hmm. the user leaves the organization
yep.
or anything like that. So pretty,
and it's even more than that.
Pretty rigid.
You know, so we want to be able to make sure the data is encrypted. You want to be able to remotely wipe corporate data without touching personal data. You also want to protect how users are using the data. Where can they save to?
Absolutely.
Where can they copy and paste to? So kind of the concepts that the industry has talked about in terms of MAM or containers. Give all that ability, even with like the ability to do conditional access, that you only send files or you only send email down to managed apps,
mm-hmm.
or even the concept of saying, don't send data down to an app if the device has been jailbroken. So those are the things that we've now delivered, and we put this into the service on November 17th. We introduced this concept of MAM without device enrollment, and it has been incredibly well received. And when you see it, how it works, and just how easy it is mm-hmm. for this to get set up, it's just really slick.
Yeah, well, let's take a look.
Okay, sounds good.
This is what I find this amazing because I feel like this is actually leapfrogging what everybody else in the industry is actually doing at this point.
Yeah.
And it's pretty incredible.
So let me just kind of, I've got a standard iPad here, just got a couple of apps on it. Let's walk mm-hmm. through what MAM without device enrollment looks like, okay?
Yeah.
So just to show you this here, first of all, I'm gonna go in just to be complete here. Let's go under settings, and I'm gonna come under general here, and if this was an MDM managed device right there under VPN, you would actually see, it would see,
device
say device management, and say, you know, there's been a profile there. So there's no MDM on this device. Now let's go ahead and let's just go and launch Word. Now, in this case, this is just the Word that's been downloaded from iTunes.
Yep, just straight from the App Store.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And one of our core principles as we've built this as a one Microsoft organization is we know that our apps like Word, Excel, PowerPoint, you know, Outlook get mm-hmm. used in people's personal lives and their business lives. And so we've had to figure out what the right balance is here that understands some documents should be protected
mm-hmm.
with data loss prevention, corporate documents, and others, personal documents, we should stay out of.
Yeah.
And that's all based upon the identity.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go here and let's add a location. I'm gonna show you how this all works. And so I'm gonna go add OneDrive for Business. Now what's gonna do is it's gonna come up here and it's gonna ask me for my credentials, my corporate credentials. Okay, so I'm just gonna put my corporate credentials in here. Okay, so let me put my password in here as well. Now what's happening is we're just lighting up the MAM capabilities that are already built into Office. Nothing
mm-hmm.
new to download. It's just one application. And so we're done. Look, that's it. No device enrollment. What we just did by the nature of just typing in our corporate Azure Active Directory credentials, MAM has now been set up on the device.
Wow. And now it's asking us to close the application so mm-hmm. that we can make those changes to it. So
yeah, if you can't see that, it says your IT administrator made changes that require the application to be restarted. And so I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to restart the application, come back into it. Now, it's going to come up and ask me to set up a PIN because this is now a corporate application. It's now an application that is under management.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go ahead and set up a PIN here. Now, I set up my PIN and now I'm actually in here. And so The first thing I want you to go see here now is some of the data loss prevention capabilities that are possible, but also I want to show you the personal use as well. Mm. So I've got, you know, both a personal and a business location here. I'm going to go to OneDrive-Intune. That, you know, Intune's the name of our tenant here.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I'm going to go up and open up this business plan. Now, because it is coming from a location that required my corporate credentials, we assume that this is a corporate document and automatically open it with data loss prevention applied.
Excellent.
Okay, so let's go do the typical thing out of things that we've done before and shown on this. Let's go try to save this to a non-approved location, like just try to save it to the base iPad. Okay, the data loss prevention policies are being applied.
Excellent. The same would be true if we were trying to save that to a personal OneDrive or to a Box account that was connected.
Exactly. Basically, any place that the administrator has approved as a corporate location or any place that's protected by your corporate identity.
Mm-hmm.
Identity is just the foundation of all this.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked throughout the last year about the importance and how identity is actually the most important aspect of the enterprise mobility platform going forward. And you see here just how deeply we've embedded identity into the solution. Now, let's go ahead and just do some of the additional pieces here. I just want to, you know, again, just kind of show this. We've shown this before, but there's just so much power in this. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to copy the contents of this plan. Now, just to show you the data loss prevention policies in place, I'm going to come back in here and try to paste this into a personal document. And you can see here, you know, it doesn't paste.
Yeah. It's encrypted inside of the device.
That's right.
No way to get that information out unless you're using a managed application.
That's right. Now, let's go in and show you a little more detail of this. I'm going to go back now into Word. And, of course, it's asking me to input my PIN.
Your PIN again. Yep.
And the beauty of that is you can put a PIN on the app without having to print on the device if you don't want to. So if the user doesn't want to have a PIN on their device, which some users consider to be intrusive, you can make sure all the corporate applications are PIN protected.
That's a very nice subtlety.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to go back in here. I'm going to close this document. And now we're going to go open up personal document. I'm going to go open up the shopping list here. So it's coming in. It's asking me for my password to OneDrive. Again, this is my personal OneDrive. And this is being protected with my Microsoft security account, my personal account. Mm-hmm. Let's go back there. Okay, so this is asking me now for my personal credentials. Not my Azure Active Directory account, but this is asking me for my Microsoft security account.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go in here and put in my username and password and sign in. Now, because the documents coming from OneDrive are protected with my personal identity, anytime I open up one of these documents, it's going to assume it's a personal document, not apply data loss prevention policies, and stay out of the document.
Nice.
This is this importance of what we have built, where we understand our apps have dual use, where people want to use them in their personal life and their business life. And you can see this year's the Christmas list that I have for my wife for Christmas this year.
They seem a little bit strange for things to be buying your wife. You sure it's not your list?
Well, you know, everything I give to my wife, I also get to use, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And so, you know, just to kind of show you some of the things you can do, because this is a personal document, if I go do that same thing I tried with that corporate document, and I'm going to try to now save this down to my iPad, it works because
Perfect.
Of the personal document.
Nice. So your personal document, personal device, totally fine.
And so it's just so cool because it guides the user in the appropriate use of the corporate data, mm-hmm. but stays out of the user's personal life and out of the user's personal data.
Nice. I think that's going to be incredibly popular with organizations
that
are in a bring your own situation.
Bring a little bit more. Let's go back into settings. And again, we're going to go take a look here. Look under VPN.
Yeah,
there is no MDM authority. So all of this data loss prevention is being applied to just the application layer. And what I love about this, I remember the first time the engineering team showed this to me, is it's just so easy in terms of the setup. So we have customers that are literally going out and targeting tens of thousands of users at a time, and it just deploys. It's almost viral because you don't have to enroll the device.
Yeah.
Now, organizations are going to have some devices. They're going to have both MDM and MAM on it. But increasingly, what we're hearing from customers is for the BYO devices, they want this kind of a model, where they can focus all their efforts on the data and the corporate apps,
mm-hmm.
corporate data, corporate apps, without taking over the user's device. Now, let's just show you how easy it is now to unenroll.
Yes, because that is kind of...
Unenroll is not even the right way. How easy it is to basically say, I don't want to use this application for corporate use anymore. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to come in here, and I'm going to go in and say, you know what, sign out. So when I say sign out, it says, hey, your account's going to be removed, and we're going to wipe all the corporate data, but we're going to leave your personal data alone. So just that nature of signing out, we have now gone ahead and, you know, effectively remove the corporate data, not touching my personal data. But look, the app remained because this is a personal app and a business app. And when we came first to the iPad, the app was already there. The user had downloaded it from iTunes. It wasn't pushed by the end. So we want to leave the app there on the device. Non-intrusive, It doesn't intrude on the user.
That's incredible. I mean, you can see many different use cases for this. The BYO employee who's bringing their own device in, maybe the contractor who's bringing their own device in.
Good point.
Incredibly powerful situation.
Another point here to make on this is, with this man without device enrollment, it can run without any MDM below it. It can run with anybody's MDM. And so one of the most common use scenarios that we've seen is the organizations who are in the process of moving from a Good or a Mobile Iron or an AirWatch are deploying this first because it gives them the ability to rapidly bring the Office apps down to the user's device and get them managed and protected. And then, you know, they'll be migrating for the device that they still want to do MDM to the MDM capabilities of Intune when it makes sense for them. But they can get this deployed alongside, and it is able to, you know, coexist on the same device. It can even coexist even if the other MDM's vendor, MAM, is enabled.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So it just gives you that flexibility. No matter what the device is, BYO, corporate, whether it has an MDM or somebody, you know, or no MDM, this can just coexist on that device, and you can bring all of the Office apps under management in your line of business applications and build that separated corporate content in a way that is just flexible, empowering, and unintrusive.
Yeah, it's a pretty groundbreaking feature that we've managed to create here. And obviously, the engineering teams need to be applauded very much for having pulled off a little bit of a feat like this, completely leapfrogging what other folks have done. I think the other thing that we have to applaud the engineering team for is for having shipped Configuration Manager.
That's a
pretty huge thing.
The biggest set of change I think we've ever done.
Yeah, and let's just talk through some of those changes because I think folks out there really need to kind of latch onto and understand how core some of those engineering changes really were.
Okay.
Things like SaaSifying the application.
Yeah, you know, we've SaaSified it, we've cloudified it. You know, as we were beginning to work with the Windows 10 efforts across the company, one of the things that became just super apparent is if Windows is going to be constantly updating Windows, your management solution that you're using also has to be able to be continually updated. So as Windows is being turned into a SaaS solution or being SaaSified, we also had to SaaSify Config Manager.
Yeah.
And, you know, not an easy feat. You know, as I look at what we've accomplished as an organization, Microsoft, in the last 2 years, taking these, you know, on-premises products, you know, Windows, Config Manager, and others, and really enabling them to be now delivered as SaaS from the cloud, that is an engineering feat that I think the engineering teams have done a phenomenal job on.
Yeah, and I mean, it is such a feat because when you look at Configuration Manager, as you well know, started off as SMS. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about a product which has actually had its core now for, what?
More than 20 years.
More than 20 years, and that's
Project Hermes was introduced in 1991.
Wow. It just shows you the length of the legacy that we've had to move forward there, and the fact that we've actually been able to do it is a huge testament to our
engineers. And so let's talk a little bit about what the value is and kind of some of the engineering efforts. You know, so the value here is really kind of two or threefold. First of all, we know that Windows on a regular basis is going to be getting new features rolled down to it. You know, in November we saw a significant update go out to Windows 10. Okay, and so with now Config Manager being delivered as a cloud service, we can simply update the cloud and it automatically updates Config Manager. No long drawn out upgrades to do. It just is automatic. Okay, that's number one. Number two, we've always had this vision that organizations wanted to have unified management for PC and mobile devices. And you saw all this work coming together over the last 18 months as we did this hybrid scenario where Intune and Config Manager were connected. And at times, you know, like for example, you go back to May of 2015, we had 100% of all the capabilities of Intune also synchronized in Config Manager. But there were a couple of things that we just couldn't synchronize down because we needed to make some infrastructure changes in Config Manager. So in this new version of Config Manager, those changes have all been made. And in fact, you know, as of this week when this is being shown, everything that we have now have in Intune is now reflected in the Config Manager console. And our vision here and the technology that we've built, the architecture, allows us to update Intune in the cloud and it'll automatically update Config Manager much more frequently, much more easily than we've done in the past. And so a couple of changes here. One, there's no version number on Config Manager.
Yeah, that's probably, I guess for folks that have maybe been watching Windows, this hopefully makes a lot of sense, but let's just explain that version number, because I was in a conversation just yesterday actually where when I explained how version numbers work, two people were staggered by the level of simplicity that we've actually got there.
Yeah, so what we put out last week was Config Manager 1511, 2015, the 11th month.
Yeah.
Okay. 1512 is already being built. We'll put that out to our insiders and put that out for anybody who wants to be able to kind of put that into a preview and use it in a preview kind of a model, just like what the insiders do with Windows. Mm-hmm. And you'll see us come out with 1601, 1602, but we have now moved Config Manager to a monthly release. And then every few months, what we'll do is we'll say, hey, this is the version that all of the Config Manager base should upgrade to. And then we'll light that up and all the Config Manager base will move up. And the upgrade to 1511 is super simple. Mm. You know, we have well over 500 customers that have already updated to 1511. It's been remarkable as we watch the telemetry come in. We see organizations upgrade overnight, you know, sophisticated environments. We at Microsoft, we upgraded to 1511, the backend infrastructure, over a weekend. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, of the 350,000 PCs that we manage, we did them in 30,000 device tranches over, you know, over several days, but not a single issue. The engineering team didn't get called once. You know, it's my team that actually operates the Config Manager implementation here at Microsoft, and we didn't have one single issue with that upgrade.
That's incredible. I mean, anybody that's done upgrades in the past, it's normally the time where you hopefully tell your partner that you're maybe not going to be home, you might be working late, and then you hope that you're not going to be working 24, 36 hours straight. But it's incredibly impressive that we're in a situation where we were able to upgrade our own infrastructure with no downtime.
And you know, we have a very sophisticated infrastructure. You know, 6 primary servers, I guess 13 secondary servers, 300 distribution points around the globe. Mm-hmm. You know, and so to do that without a single issue, without a single incident, you know, we're pretty happy about what we've done. Yeah. But one of the great things is the telemetry that's been coming back from the service pack from 2012 mm-hmm. and from early adopters of Config Manager, we were able to do a lot more focused testing with the telemetry that had come back. So let me give you a great example of how telemetry coming back to Microsoft allows us to build better products for customers. You know, one of the things we always struggled with is the SQL database schema in Config Manager and how you upgrade that. Mm-hmm. And so if a customer is staying up with all of our updates, you know, we test with that, that's where we do all of our testing and the upgrade. But we know that not every customer does that. What we were able to see through the telemetry is that 85% of our customers were on one single SQL database schema.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah. And then if we take a look at this two or three more, that got us up into the high 90s. And so what we're able to do is take those other schemas, put those into our test matrix, and we have a high degree of confidence. Now we won't have any issues for in the high 90s for all of our customers. And so telemetry allows us to understand what is in place at customers and make sure that our testing matrices and our testing philosophy here mirrors what we see there. So it's just telemetry gives us the ability to do better products get used faster. So it's this virtuous cycle.
Yeah, it's one of those things that I think folks, when they're thinking, do we opt into telemetry? Do we opt out of telemetry? Essentially, if you're opting into telemetry, you're giving yourself a better chance of success.
Yeah.
That really is the nub of that issue.
So it's great. I come in every morning now and I take a look at the dashboards. I see how many customers had upgraded to the new version of Config mm-hmm. Manager to 1511 overnight, and it's ramping quickly. But then as I think about kind of the core work that's in 1511, let's talk about the core things there in terms of customer value. You know, first and foremost, it is the best way to deploy Windows 10, hands down.
It's actually almost the only way to deploy Windows 10.
Good
which
point.
Which I think is one of those things that maybe folks don't realize. The other vendors in this space, while they do a reasonable job of being able to manage devices once they're deployed,
they don't have OS deployment capabilities.
They don't have OS D.
Yeah. So Windows 7 and Windows 8, you know, the Windows 10 organization built some really nice capabilities that Config Manager leverages to help customers upgrade faster mm-hmm. than they ever have before from Windows 7 or Windows 8. So really, Config Manager is the bridge that the majority of the world will use to upgrade to Windows 10.
Yeah.
Okay. And then all the enterprise features that are coming out in Windows 10, you know, we defined all this together with the Windows organization. And so, you know, going back 2 years ago, we had mapped out, defined what these end-to-end scenarios look like, and then we've built those and engineered and tested those together. So all those things, you know, whether it be device guard, credential guard, you know, Windows Hello, all those things, you know, you can now actually manage through Config Manager, mm-hmm. number one. Number two, all the integration, the enhanced integration with Intune. You know, and the majority of our customers are actually going to be running in this hybrid model. And so the ability for us to be able to innovate rapidly in the cloud and then push those updates down to Config Manager, that bridge where we weave things down, we did the last things that we needed to do in Config Manager to allow us to weave down faster. And so I think we'll keep those things up to date and synchronized from this point going forward.
Yeah, it's an amazing feature set that we've actually been able to ship in there. And for some people, they won't even need to deploy an agent anymore to their Windows 10 devices to manage them, which is kind of cool. They'll be able to do all of their on-prem
through the MDM capabilities that are built into the operating system. So, yeah, that's another important point I think to bring up here. you know, as I think about what customers are going to be living in for the next several years, you know, some will want to move to that MDM model on Windows 10, and then just, you know, that's a little bit lighter management than the kind of the group policy and config manager traditional way of doing it. That's all enabled, you know, through Config Manager.
Yeah.
But we also know that organizations are going to be having some Windows 7, some Windows 8 devices, and many organizations that go to Windows 10 are still going to do it in the traditional way that they've done it for the last, you know, 10 years. So Config Manager and that integration with Config Manager and Intune is the only solution on the market that gives you management for 7, for 8, for 10 in a traditional model and an MDN model for all your mobile devices. So, you know, Config Manager and Intune, and it's you know, the same individuals working on this, has the solution that every organization really needs.
Yeah, and it's all part of the Enterprise Mobility Suite. We are doing amazing things inside of the industry and really pushing things forward with new features like mobile application management without enrollment.
Yep.
And it's a pretty amazing year that we've had in 2015. I think 2016 is probably going to be an even more amazing year for you personally. You're having your first grandchild.
Well, my daughter is. Kim and I are going to be grandparents. It's kind of a fun, you know.
Yeah.
I already feel old. This makes me even feel older.
Well, I think it's probably going to make you feel a lot younger.
We're super excited about it.
As you start to experience the shared sleepless nights that I'm sure that you'll experience. Thank you very much for watching Endpoint Zone episode 11. Brad, thank you very much for coming along to the Channel 9 studios. And
Happy New Year, everybody. We'll see you next year.
Yeah, see you next time. Thanks.